So welcome everybody to another episode of Fresh from the Hill, Inside Stories of Noteworthy Cornellians. Today I am here with our newest host of the program, Andrew Brady, class of 2010. Welcome, Andrew.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So just to kick it off, why don't you tell me a little bit about your Cornell experience? What led you to Cornell?
Yeah, so I grew up in Rochester, New York. And so Cornell, one of the things that actually got me there was it was the perfect distance away. It was, you know, far enough that you could be independent, but close enough that you could go home for the weekend if you had to. But of course, once I got there, I never went home for the weekend because I really enjoyed the experience there. Obviously, the campus was beautiful, made a lot of great friends too.
Yeah, actually, it's funny, it's kind of opposite for me, but the same in that I grew up in Ithaca and I went to school at SUNY Geneseo, which is just outside of Rochester. So it was kind of the same decision making for me. I'm like, oh, it's, you know, far enough away where like, I don't know the area, but I could go home if I wanted to. So
yep.
That's funny. And what did you major in at Cornell?
Yeah, so I was in applied economics and management, so what they now call Dyson, but right before they got that name change. And so I always had this kind of interest in business and in economics, and that's what I do today as well, is really bringing that kind of leadership perspective, helping organizations to build their corporate culture. I actually ended up going on after to the University of Pennsylvania to get a master's degree in positive psychology. So kind of at the intersection of that applied economics degree and the psychology degree is really where I do a lot of my work today.
Oh, very cool. And tell me about your favorite class at Cornell. I threw a curveball. I didn't tell you that I was
going to ask
you
that. Yeah, no. Let's see. One of the things that I really enjoyed about Cornell, my favorite class I'd say at Cornell, I actually had a chance to take some classes at the Johnson School. And I really felt like when I was in this environment where I was in a consulting type of a role, that was something that I was always interested in, but I was actually able to take a class where I got to experience that and in some projects. And that's really what solidified my career interests.
That's really cool. You're not the first person to mention being able to take classes like outside of your school or outside of your major. You know, a lot of our previous guests have talked about the importance of business classes, and even if it wasn't related to their major or what they were studying. So that's one of the cool things about Cornell is like the focus on liberal arts and not just like only focusing on your area of study, but kind of learning about lots of different things and the world, you know?
There's a lot of surprises, you know, you expect when you're in a business program that you might get your marketing and your finance, and all of those were certainly enriching, but then you get surprised by some things that maybe are a little bit outside your comfort zone and expand your mind in new ways.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about what you do today. So you moved back to Rochester and what are you doing there?
So I'm in Rochester now and I run a company called the Accelerate Team, and we work with leaders on how to build corporate cultures that are more engaging for their employees, are more sustainable for the environment, are making positive impacts on the community. Along the way, I've become really involved in a movement called Conscious Capitalism, which is really about that purpose-driven and stakeholder-focused way of doing business. And in the long run, that ends up being more successful for the company. So it's a win-win-win and really helping companies to build that kind of culture and build that kind of mindset.
And tell me about the podcast that you host.
Yeah, so I host a podcast called For the Evolution of Business. And it's actually based on my master's thesis, which then became a book that's coming out in a few months. But really working with how do we tell some stories of these businesses that are purpose driven and really that journey and that evolution, because I think sometimes we can get too focused on perfection and recognize that we just need to make progress in the right direction towards becoming a more purposeful business, becoming more sustainable, becoming a more engaged culture. So really making that progress in evolving your business and evolving yourself as a leader as well. So sharing some case studies, and really I'm excited for our upcoming season, because that's my hope, is that we can share more similar stories of Cornellians who are really having this conscious capitalism type of mindset in their business.
Absolutely. And there are so many of them out there that I'm excited to see who we're going to feature, because we're actually talking before we've done any of the interviews or scheduled any of them. So it's kind of like wide open and exciting. So
we've got a long list to choose from.
Yeah, exactly. A lot to choose from. What do you enjoy about the podcast medium? Because obviously you're doing this, you host your own podcast. What are some like takeaways about podcasting that you can share with the audience?
I got into doing podcasts because I was a really avid listener. I like the longer form format where you can really dig into issues with folks and learn more about them. And really just have a conversation, be able to hear a little bit about their story and some of their influences. And that's what I really enjoy. So whenever I'm working out or I'm walking the dog or maybe washing the dishes or something where my hands are busy, I've always got podcasts on and always trying to find new ways to consume great stories.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And it's especially become good during the pandemic, because we're in front of screens so much that it's nice to be able to just get entertainment while not looking at something.
For sure.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew, for coming on today and for hosting the next 5 episodes. I'm really excited for them and excited to see who you interview and all of the takeaways that we can get from the kind of crossover with the conscious capitalism and your podcast. And of course, I'll include your podcast and any relevant links in the show notes for our guests to check out. And thanks everyone for tuning into another episode of Fresh from the Hill, Inside Stories of Noteworthy Cornellians. Music for Fresh from the Hill was written, produced, and recorded by Kia Albertson Rogers, class of 2013, and you can contact him at koa3@cornell.edu. And to find out more about young alumni programs and how to get involved with Cornell, visit alumni.cornell.edu/youngalumni.